British Board of Film Censors certifies that Carry On Constable has been passed for general exhibition. Anglo-Amalgamated Film Distributors Limited presents a Peter Rogers production. Carry On Constable. Starring Sidney James, Eric Barker, Kenneth Connor, and Charles Hawtrey. Kenneth Williams, Leslie Phillips, Joan Sims, Hattie Jakes, and Shirley Eaton. With Cyril Chamberlain, Joan Hickson, Irene Handel, Terence Longdon, Jill Adams, Freddie Mills, Brian Alton, and Victor Madden. Joan Young, Esma Cannon, Hilda Fenimore, Noel Dyson, Tom Gill, and Frank Forsyth. John Antrobus, Robin Ray, Michael Balfour, and Diane Aubrey. Ian Curry, Mary Law, Lucy Griffiths, Eric Corrie, Peter Bennett, Jack Taylor, Eric Boone, and Dorinda Stevens. In black and white, a newspaper seller on the street.
Flu epidemic at peak, paper, thousands away from work. Paper.
A police station.
Around the conveyor, boom, and his mudguard smashed against my hand like this. Constable, this is really important, of national importance.
Now, just a moment, please. You say it's your right hand. Right. You were walking with your back to the car.
Oh, what if I was?
Well, it shouldn't have been. Always face the oncoming
traffic. It was dangerous driving just the same, and I'd like to report that...
Suggestion! Oh, just a minute.
Six down, Miss Flew, now. Difficult days, eh, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Very difficult for some of us.
What do you mean, some of us? Difficult for all of us, isn't it?
Well, for those of us who has to carry on, sir.
Those of us who has to carry on. Well, it can't be difficult for those who have flu. They're in bed in the section house. I don't get your meaning, Sergeant.
All I'm saying is that these are difficult times for those of us who have flu.
No. You said these are difficult times for those of us who haven't
got flu. Yes, you're right. All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, look, there's too much arguing goes on here, and it's bad for discipline. And discipline has been bad in this station lately. Now, I've warned you once, haven't I? I shan't warn you again.
Yes, sir. This time it's final. Again.
Do you care to have a look at my shebunkin?
If it'll give you any satisfaction.
That's him with the three stripes up. For her.
What about that plain one there?
What, the copper? Well, I'm hoping that's, you know, the opposite of what the other one was.
Haven't got much room, have they?
Hmm? Oh, they don't need much room, you know, for... Anyway, I'm hoping to transfer them to a garden pond.
Oh, who's going to dig up for you, sir?
I am.
Well, see?
Hard work never hurt anyone, Wilkie.
Yes, I feel very well myself.
Yeah, it surprised me. Anyway, look, let's see that my orders concisely given are smartly carried out.
Yes, sir.
Well, go on. What are you waiting for?
You haven't given me an order yet, sir.
What?
You asked me to come and see you about the replacement, sir.
I did?
On account of the flu epidemic, sir.
Well, yes, all right, all right. You thought I'd forgotten it, didn't you? Three temporary replacements.
Three?
From the police school. Anyway, chase them. Show them what discipline is.
After all, these men are volunteers. You've only got to start giving them off harassing and a hand in their notice.
Well, don't argue. Get on with it. But remember my warning. If there's not a change around here, I am going to ask for you to be transferred.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, if I was.
Well, you shouldn't have been. Always face the oncoming
traffic. It was dangerous driving just the same, and I want to report that...
Sedition!
Well, Sergeant Moon, it's happened.
Threatened to transfer you, has he?
Oh, that crafty little... If you weren't a lady, I'd say it.
If you weren't a gentleman, I'd expect you to.
What a marvellous technique he's got. Shove all the work onto the sergeant. Then when it looks like the sergeant's going to get credit for it, chase the sergeant from ear holes to breakfast time, panic him into making a mistake, moan to HQ, and bingo. The sergeant's transferred.
Sergeant Wilkins, can you lend me a hand here, please?
Come in. Excuse me.
Look, all I want is my provisional driving license.
Post office.
About time we had a few purges in this country.
I was here before him. It's my neighbor's radio.
And before him.
He plays it too loud, driving me crackers. What can I do?
Move.
Next.
Stick it, Thurston. Relief's on the way.
Replacement, Sergeant?
Three. Three keen, alert, helpful, raring to go constables. I hope.
Three young constables walk down the street. A robbery's taking place in a jeweller's, with the owner tied up.
Hurry up, it's nearly closing time. Good afternoon.
As they leave the shop and get into a waiting car, a policeman collars one of them.
Just a moment. Could you possibly direct me to the police station?
Certainly. Just cross over and it's up there on the left.
Oh, thanks awfully. I'm new round here. So sorry to have delayed you.
That's quite all right.
The thief goes as the other two officers walk up.
Any luck?
Rather.
Thank goodness for that. All this tramping about. My feet are killing me.
Oh, what a nice fellow. He said it's this way.
A dazed-looking man passes them.
Now what?
A cross-eyed man crossing our path. Cool, shocking bad luck.
Utter twaddle. Primitive superstition.
You may sneer if you wish, Benson, but I know that cosmic forces rule our lives. And a cross-eyed man, seen when the moon is in its third quarter, it's just about the worst omen there is, that is. It means two misfortunes. You can tempt fate if you like, mate. But I'm not crossing this road here.
Benson steps in front of a car and hurries back onto the pavement.
That's one misfortune.
The third officer walks on, turns to look back at a young lady and slips on a banana skin.
That's two misfortunes. All right, we can cross now.
Oh, thanks, chaps.
The three of them cross the road. They reach the police station and look up at the entrance with a mixture of awe and apprehension. They go inside and up to the front desk.
Just a minute. I'll have a constable to you right away.
Why? Want to make up a male voice quartet?
Shh! Sergeant, it's our replacements.
Welcome. Welcome. What a lovely sight, eh, Thurston?
Not half, Sergeant.
At ease, at ease.
I'm Benson, Sergeant. This is Constable Potter, and this is Constable Constable.
Who?
Charlie Constable.
Oh, I get it. That's your name.
Yeah, and I'm fed up with it. Everybody keeps taking a mickey.
Nobody will do that here, Constable Constable.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear it, Sergeant, Sergeant.
Yes. Well, then, let's hear all about it and what delayed you. Couldn't you find your way to the station?
That's right.
Oh, sense of humor, eh? Well, that's good. You need that in this job. So you're just out of police school, are you? How'd you do?
Frightfully fit, thanks, Sergeant.
No. How did you do at school?
Horrible.
You're pulling my leg, aren't you? You didn't really do badly at school. Tell me you didn't.
Well, Sergeant, we did pass.
Only just. In my case, it was sheer prejudice. The instructors. Instructors. Hopelessly old-fashioned. All uniformly hostile to my advanced forensic theories.
That had nothing to do with it. Sergeant, on the day of the finals, a black cat fell off the roof, and Mars was in conjunction with Uranus at the time. I ask you, Sergeant, how could we possibly do well?
Approximately 100 trainees did very well.
Well, they must have been under the influence of piskies.
Oh, piskies yourself.
You sceptic.
The word is skeptic, you ignoramus.
Boys, boys, don't get so rattled after all exam results aren't everything.
You just put us on the beat, Sergeant. We'll show those school instructors a thing or two.
That's the spirit. Now, the first thing you two better...
Sergeant, jewel shop robbery off the main street.
Yeah, good.
Subjects picked up outside our area.
Yes, lovely. Get along with
Sergeant,
it.
Sergeant, when apprehended, they were in hysterics.
Psychopaths. Fascinating.
In that case is very sad. When you...
No, Sergeant. They was laughing because they thought it was worth a stretch to be helped into their car not 20 yards from the crime by a constable, a posh-talking fellow with a little moustache.
Well, I tell you, in that case, there's no constable answering to that description stationed...
Then? Robbers?
The wall-eyed man.
What wall-eyed man?
An omen. I knew it was an omen. Mark my words, Sergeant. Jupiter's behind all this.
Jupiter?
Jupiter. Now are you convinced?
No, I'm not. If you think the sight of a cockeyed pedestrian can possibly make Potter any more congenitally stupid than he already is, you are very much mistaken.
Benson, step outside.
Yeah, Benson, step outside.
Delighted.
Outside.
I'll be delighted.
Look here.
Hello.
Hello, Goose.
Sorry I'm late, Sergeant. But I just couldn't leave home without bringing something bright and gay for the poor indisposed constables. So, it was off to my greenhouse, and with a little snip here, a little snip there, snip, snip, and here we are with my love. Oh, what have I said? With my very best floral greetings.
Thank you, you'll do something without. Alan, as you weren't strictly on duty at the time of the crime, we'll forget about it.
A crime? Oh, goody. Where?
Well, you see, I was going down there.
I said we'd forget about it. I want you to meet Special Constable Gorse. Benson.
How do you do?
Him?
How do you do?
Butler.
How do you do? And how do you do?
And now you must all meet Bobby, my budgie. Say hello, Bobby.
Hello, hello Bobby.
Isn't he the greatest thing? I just couldn't leave him behind.
Yes, well, Gorse will be working full-time with us as from today on account of his flu trouble. You'll all sleep together.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Harrison!
An attractive policewoman steps out.
Yes, Sergeant.
Show these constables to their quarters, please.
Certainly. This way.
With you? Anywhere. Oh, flu or no flu, I take it we got some time off, policewoman Harrison. How do you like to spend it? Cinema? Dancing? Or just talking?
A dog runs past them.
Dog. Symbol of Pluto. The darkest, most evil planet of them all. Oh, crikey.
Dry up. What's that animal doing here?
She's a police dog, of course. Her handler's off with flu.
Why wasn't that dog tied up in his kennel? What, you been noshing aniseed balls?
Oh, don't tell her off, Sergeant. She's very affectionate. I think she's taken to me.
Harrison, get these men out of here.
Yes, Sergeant.
Come on, lady, this way. Lady, this way.
Sergeant Moon walks out, and the dog knocks them both over.
Sergeant Wilkie! When you can spare a moment.
It'd be rather fun to spend our off time together, eh, policewoman Harrison? We might get acquainted, eh, policewoman Harrison? I can't keep on calling you that. It's such a mouthful. What do your friends call you?
Policewoman Harrison.
Oh, that's a nice name. My name's Potter, Tom Potter. None hotter.
This is it.
This is our accommodation.
All that's available. The men off sick are in their rooms.
I don't like it. There's an old saying, it says, spend your first night in a strange bed below ground level, and bad luck will haunt you, straight from the devil.
There are the keys. Sort yourselves out and report back to Sergeant Wilkins.
Yes, sir. Bless you.
Harrison goes upstairs.
Policewoman Harrison?
Yes, what is it? I'm busy.
Not too busy to get acquainted, I hope.
I'll think about it. Achoo.
But don't take too long.
He watches her legs as she goes.
I say, chaps, I think I'm going to like it here.
Like it here? How can you say that, Potter? When all the old men stacked up against us like a wall of doom. I've warned you.
Yes, yes, we know. When Mars is in conjunction with Uranus, it's going to be a bumpy night. Come on.
They go to their cells.
I never seen that.
You sent for the sergeant?
And here we are.
Keen, aren't you?
You're out there.
Right, we'll put you to work right away. Gorse, you patrol Area 5 till relieved. Benson, I've got something special for you.
Sergeant, on my first day, too.
This way.
Gorse is walking down a road. He runs to her, but trips over some children.
Go, coppers.
Get out of my way, you fool! I want a policeman!
Madam, I am a policeman.
Oh, so you are. Oh, thank heavens. Oh, what a blessed release. It's my little boy, officer. He's gone. Find my little Willie.
Madam, panic not. I must have your full particulars.
Oh, hurry up then, do. And pity on the mother's agony.
Madam, I assure you I shall have him back here before you can say Jack Robinson or Gus.
Where you been, you perishing little stop out? Giving me a turn like that, I'll skin you alive.
Madam, you've no...
You shut up! and buzz off and mind your own business, blue bottle. I'll tell your dad. He won't have your guts.
Gorse picks up a scooter.
I see, madam. Wait!
He spins the front wheel a few times, then looks around mischievously and puts the scooter down again. With a quick glance over his shoulder, Gorse rides off on it. Benson.
Lady!
Gorse rides to the end of the street, stops and turns, then comes back again, grinning inanely as he pushes himself along. Gorse carries on down the street.
Lady, wait! Lady, wait! Lady, come back!
Lady darts up some steps just in front of Gorse. Both officers tumble down into the basement, and the dog runs away again.
Oh!
Oh, where's the doggy gone?
No, confound the creature!
I think I've done myself an injury.
I nearly broke my neck.
Well, you studied it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, first question, ready?
Right.
What's the shortest route between Waverley Square and the south end of the High Street?
I don't know. I'm a stranger here myself.
Let's be serious, shall we?
Oh, Charlie, why don't you laugh sometimes or even smile?
Oh, life's a very serious business, my friend. The powerful forces of destiny.
If only you knew the world's most powerful force is the sparkle in a Popsy's eyes.
Oh, please, let's study our routes.
I'm only interested in one, the route to policewoman Harrison's heart.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
A policewoman escorts a lady in.
WPC Passworthy, Sergeant. Reporting on temporary attachment.
Oh.
As a connoisseur of police personalities, let me state that I have never before been arrested with such charm. Never! I salute her!
You mean you arrested Mrs. May on your way here?
I wasn't yet officially on station strength, Sergeant, I know, but I was in uniform. I was called to the public house, the coach and horses, by a barman with a bleeding head.
Yes, well, I can imagine the circumstances. Mrs. May is a regular customer of ours.
Oh, charming. You're all so charming.
Okay, Passworthy, you did well. Good start. I'll charge her. The usual drunk.
And disorderly.
Take her to the cells. They're just...
I can find my own way, thank you, Sergeant.
Aha, you see? You watch out, Sergeant. She'll have your job from you within a week. Ta-da! I usually have that nice cell with the southern exposure. Please, woman, Passworthy. What?
Constable and Potter watch.
My dear girl, there's no need for you to trouble to take me any further. I mean, I know my way perfectly well.
No trouble, Mrs. May. It's my job.
Ah, ha, ha, me old friend, number five.
You really ought to be ashamed of yourself at this time of day.
If you're referring to the fact that I had 8 or 9 brandies to help my digestion, and also to the fact that that crude fellow of a barman insulted me by asking me to leave, well, all I can say is that I did what any lady would do in the circumstances. I hit him on the head with a siphon soda.
Yes, well, just settle down and behave yourself, Mrs. May. Sleep it off.
I don't like your tone, my girl. I don't like it at all. I'm going to write to my close friend, the Home Secretary, about you. Overwrought I may be. But here you go on, anyone would think that I was seeing things. It's not nice.
She sees Potter and Constable.
Oh! Heavens, I'm seeing things. Look, in that cell, policeman.
Now, Mrs. May, I can see them too.
If we learn policemen in a cell. Now, fetch a doctor from Harley Street. No, keep him away. No, I swear I'll never touch another drop of old belly, I swear it, never.
Come back here, Mrs. May. Look, see, they're real policemen. I grant you they may not look it, but...
Do you mind?
Oh, it speaks.
Please, Mrs. May.
How do you do, Mrs. May? My name's Potter.
No, not one of the Hertfordshire Potters.
Oh, yes, I'm the youngest son, Thomas.
But I dear boy, how delightful. I came out with your mother.
Did you? You never told me your mum had been inside.
Now, look, if I can do anything to help both of you in your career, I should be only too delighted because I'm a close personal friend of the Home Secretary. And I...
We know. But you're also very tired.
You better get a kip, madam.
Kip? Oh, kip! Goodbye. See you later.
Peacewoman Passworthy? I say, when's Peacewoman Harrison next off duty?
Oh, right now. She's off with flu. I'm her replacement.
Oh, what a shame. Poor old Harrison. Still, life must go on, I suppose. I hate going to the flicks on my own. Would you care to...
I am here to work. This is my first assignment since training school, and I intend to work and work and work. I hope that's clear. Now I suggest that you get on with whatever you're supposed to be doing.
Oh, well, I am. Right now, I'm familiarizing myself with the, prominent points around here.
Passworthy looks down at her bosom and self-consciously straightens her tunic, then heads upstairs.
She's beautiful. Policewoman Passworthy. Beautiful.
Nicely stacked. Passworthy. Interesting name. Not quite my type, I'm afraid. You know, she's too regimental, too, Charlie. You mean you? You've seen the old sparkle at last? Oh, congratulations. I never thought I'd see the day.
Me neither. Oh, it's terrible.
What?
You don't understand. You see, I can't.
Of course you can. There's always the first time.
No. No, I can't. I've got to be very careful with girls.
Who hasn't?
Here you go, taking the mickey. I knew you
would. No, I'm not. Honestly, Charlie, honestly. What's your problem?
You won't take the mickey?
Those boys, those jar boys. Thank you for being so real.
You were saying?
Shh. Not now. Let her sleep.
Potter's left looking confused.
I suppose that dog will find its way back all right.
Oh, yes. Lady's absolutely marvellous.
Not the adjective I'd have chosen. However, you know the local regular police staff quite well, I take it.
Yes, I do. A fine body of men.
By which you mean they're mentally constipated, I suppose.
Why do you say that?
Because criminology is in its infancy, and infantile minds are in charge of it.
Really?
Yes, really. What is the true function of the policeman on his beat?
To catch criminals.
No, to prevent crime.
Easy to say.
Easy to do if you know how, if you study.
Study what?
Physiognomy.
I'm not altogether with you.
Neither with the instructors at the school. There are signs, you see, in the face, if you know what to look for. I can tell at a glance if a man is of criminal inclination.
Good heavens. How very useful.
Useful? Don't you realize that if all that stuff we were taught at the school was scrapped, if every constable was taught forensic physiognomy, it'd revolutionize police practice. That's what I'm interested in. Not a lot of hidebound tripe and taking dogs for walks. We're stuck with all this old-fashioned...
Oh, I'm most terribly sorry, officer. I do beg your pardon. I was thinking of something else.
Yes, that's quite all right, sir.
Go on, then. Do it on him.
Whatever do you mean?
You know, fizzy... what do you call it? Do it on that man.
On him? He is as honest as the day is long.
I say. Can you really tell as quickly as that?
Yes, at a glance. Of course, one has to study. It means years of research. But then, as I say, the signs always show in a criminal's face. Turned rather chilly all of a sudden, isn't it?
Do you think you've got flu?
That man, he pinched my braces!
Benson's trousers have fallen down. He pulls them up again and runs after the thief. Bobby's cage is perched on the window ledge of a prison cell. Gorse wakes up in bed wearing spotted pyjamas and puts on his glasses.
Morning, Bobby. Ready for breakfast? Uncle's coming. Oh! Naughty, rude. Quiet. Naughty, rude Bobby. Laughing because poor Uncle Timothy hurt his footy. Or a bad bird.
He marches out of the cell with a towel over his shoulder.
Wakey, wakey!
Potter stirs and sits on the edge of his bed, stretching his arms out wide. then snapping them back again cheerfully.
Bom, rise and shine! Bom, bom, bom.
Constable wiggles his fingers and sits up. He gets out of bed, looks around nervously and blinks his eyes. Then he puts a rabbit's foot around his neck, picks up a towel and heads out of the cell.
Up and out, up and out.
Must you make that flaming row?
Restrain yourself. I know someone who didn't get out of the right side of their bed. Up and out.
The four of them go into the showers and stand under separate heads. Gorse reaches for the tap.
All ready then?
Oh yes, come on, turn it on.
Oh, I'm frightfully sorry, I remember now. It only comes on hot at certain times.
You maniac! We'll all catch.
Get out of here.
They run out, covering themselves with towels, and pass Mrs. May's cell.
Gentlemen, really?
They all scamper off again, barely concealed, as Passworthy comes down with some food for Mrs. May.
Disgrace! One of the Hertfordshire Poppers? It's utterly disgraceful. Well, you did ask for a cell with a southern exposure.
Constable and Potter are getting ready to leave, watched by Passworthy.
No time like the present, Charlie. Go to it. Remember, delay is fatal.
Potter leaves him looking terrified, but Constable straightens his tie, puts on a smile, and casually approaches Passworthy at the notice board.
Hello there.
Oh, good morning, Constable, Constable.
My name's Charlie. Charles, actually.
It's against regulations for us to be as familiar as that. Didn't you learn anything at your training school?
Yes, I did, Policewoman Passworthy. I learned what constitutes an obstruction, parking regulations, rules of evidence. I came out top with me truncheon.
Well, that's a great comfort to us all, I'm sure.
Policewoman Passworthy, what's your birthday?
My what?
Your birthday, I must know. It's vital to me. You see, I can't take a single step until...
You take a few steps over to inspection and don't be so silly.
No, please tell me. You don't understand. I can't do a thing before...
Here comes the sergeant. Go away.
He bumps into the buxom Sergeant Moon.
Oh, dear.
Good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning.
I notice, Sergeant, that I'm not down for the patrol today.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know you're so keen, Passworthy. But you really must have a better knowledge of the district first. Pick up a map and study it.
Yes, Sergeant.
Constable joins the others on the parade ground and stands next to Potter.
Any luck? I should never have tried. My tea leaves at breakfast were all clotted.
You'd better call in at Mrs. Bottomley at number 24. She's complaining about suspicious activities in the rear of her premises.
Yes, sir.
You're late, Constable.
Yes, Sergeant.
Why?
We had a bit of trouble with the shower.
Looks like I'm going to have a bit of trouble with the shower too, doesn't it?
Oh, Price's innuendo. How witty.
Quiet, Gorse. No more talking now.
Inspector Mills arrives.
All present, correct you. Show your appointment.
They hold up their truncheons, handcuffs, whistles and notebooks.
Excuse me, sir.
Constable Benson, sir.
Well, what is it?
In the absence of the station dog handler yesterday, sir, I took the animal a lady walking, sir.
What, on a job?
Routine, sir.
Oh, just for a walkies. Well, what about it?
I wish to protest at being sent out with a brute that, far from being trained, as I've been led to believe, seems to me barely advanced from the wolf pack.
Sergeant, don't send this man out again with lady.
No, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Can't have lady upset.
No, sir.
Why's your uniform torn, Gorse?
I fell down a flight of stairs, sir.
How, quick?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Very quick. I was on a scooter.
On a scooter? Well, why wasn't I told about this?
The facts, Gorse.
I was proceeding in an easterly direction.
And that insane canine misfit was proceeding in a westerly direction.
Quiet, Benson.
Quiet, Wilkins. You were there?
Was I not? We were both nearly killed, weren't we? It was all the fault of that stupid bitch.
Well, there was a third party involved.
Oh, no, no, sir. Lady.
Lady?
Lady, the dog, sir. She's a bitch, isn't she, sir?
Lady, dog's a bitch. Well, I know that, don't I?
Yes, sir.
Oh, gracious, what we're all nattering here like a lot of old women. Let's have some discipline in this place.
Yes, sir.
How do you do, sir?
How did...
Constable Potter, sir.
Well, I've seen you before somewhere, haven't I?
I don't think so, sir. I couldn't forget your face.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you have such an arresting face, sir.
Oh, very swift. An arresting face. You merry quipper, you.
Gosh!
Where have I seen you before?
Perhaps you met him in a previous existence, sir.
Who's this lot?
Constable, sir.
Constable who?
Constable, sir.
I know I said Constable who?
Constable, sir.
That's unusual, isn't it?
Yes, sir. In it.
Well, explain yourself, Constable. Damn it. Constable.
Reincarnation, sir.
Who?
Reincarnation, sir. It accounts for some of our more uncanny experiences, sir.
Get away.
Yes. If you cooperate with me, sir, I think I could uncover where it was that you and Potter met in a previous life, sir.
Utter nonsense.
Now, sir, please, close your eyes and relax.
Certainly not.
Please, sir. Yes. They're very strong, your heredity thought waves. Wait. I can see a pond. A beautiful artificial pond in a garden, sir.
Any fish?
The fountains are playing.
I said, any fish?
No, no fish. Wait a minute. Yes. I can see you and Potter. You're in the garden. You're centurions together, sir. 2,000 years ago in ancient Rome. Wait a minute. I can see the Vestal Virgins.
They've all closed their eyes.
Wow, they've gone indoors.
Never heard such poppycock in all my life.
Please, don't make another heredity wave. Please. Let's try it again. We're very near. Shut your eyes, sir.
You shut your trap. I've had enough of this. And I remember where I've seen you before, too. You're a society playboy, Lothario. One of the siphon squirters and waiter debaggers of this world.
Happy days, sir, eh?
Happy days. You lot won't know what's hit you soon. Horrible. Disgusting. I don't want trouble. You can't afford trouble, right?
Right, sir.
Mills goes inside.
Right.
You four, do you know your roots?
Yes, Sergeant.
Well, concentrate on them and on nothing else. This is a police patrol, not a protest march against crafts, a scooter demonstration, boat race night, or a reincarnation seance.
It's just a routine police patrol.
Yes, Sergeant.
Just stay here, you lot, and remember, you're still on parade.
To Sergeant Moon.
Well, why don't you ask me how it went?
All right. How did it go?
Don't ask. Do me a favor, tell Thurston to meet me at the last patrol point in a car.
Anything to help. And my voices tell me you do need help.
He rolls his eyes. The squad of policemen march down the high street in single file, supervised by Wilkins. Then, they're marching down a residential road, still in single file, when a sporty little convertible drives past them and pulls over.
Potty poos! Potty poos! Potty darling!
Honoria, old thing!
Haven't seen you since Fruity Fothergill's pajama party. I say, what are you doing here? What is this? A rag?
Oh, rather not. I'm in the force.
What of the cop? What fun!
I'd like you to meet my new chums. Timothy Gorse, Charlie, Stanley Benson, Sergeant Wilkins.
Sweet, just sweet, all of you. Especially Wilkie Poos.
I'm terribly sorry, Sergeant.
Oh, have I done something madly illegal?
Oh, no, miss. You're just obstructing the police in the execution of their duty, that's all.
It's my fault, Sergeant.
Oh, no, don't blame dear Potty Poodles. I'm terribly sorry. You will forgive me, won't you? Everybody does, you know. Bye-bye, Potty Poodles.
It's entirely my fault, Sergeant. I shouldn't...
Back to work, Potty Poos.
Yes.
The four of them march on, but Wilkins looks back to Honoria with a smile before following them. The officers march round a corner past a grocery store, Gorse bringing up the rear.
Gorse, you still there?
Yes.
Why? Your beat starts here.
Does it? Oh, so it does. Thank you.
They carry on down the street, past some public conveniences. Wilkins stops.
I know. This is where I get off.
Constable Constable strolls over to a woman who's frantically searching through her handbag.
Good morning, madam. Can I help you at all?
Well, I certainly need a copper, and that's a fact.
He looks up at the lady's sign.
You're my first customer this morning, madam. Have this one on me.
Oh, tar.
As she rushes in with the penny, Constable realizes what he's just said and covers his mouth. He walks on and absent-mindedly strolls under a ladder. He stops, horrified, and takes out his lucky rabbit's foot. As the police march on, Wilkins stops beside a tree and waits for Benson, who nods and veers off away from the column. He strolls down the street with his hands behind his back, keeping a watchful eye on the public who pass him. A man in a duffel coat steps out of a building and looks around before walking on.
By Jove! A simian analyst with paralyzed conscience!
Benson hurries after him as he stops and stands on tiptoe to look into a shop, then goes over to a car and tries the door handle. It's locked, so he takes off his glove and reaches in his pocket for a key to open it.
Don't do it, my friend.
Don't do what?
You know what.
I don't know what.
Pause. Consider. If you can resist the temptation to steal that car, it'll be easier for you to overcome the urge to rob that post office. You'll need skilled help, of course.
To do the robbery?
No, to recover from your sickness.
Oh, you think I'm ill?
I know you are, desperately ill. Crime is an illness. Its symptoms show in the face. What you need is understanding help to recover from it. Look, come to me anytime, even when the temptation seems overwhelming. Ask me at the station. My name's Benson. Constable Benson.
My name's Liddell.
Liddell.
Detective Sergeant Liddell, CID.
Not a very good start to your reform. Huh. No fantasies now. You know as well as I do, no police officer would behave so suspiciously coming out of the post office.
Oh, he might, you know, if he'd just drawn a few pounds to buy his wife a surprise present. And he didn't want to bump into her, knowing full well she was in the area shopping at the time.
Oh, ingenious. You're a card.
I'm not, but, this is.
He shows Benson his ID.
Oh, dear. But you look such a standard criminal type.
Oh, don't be misled by appearances. I'm not. After all, you look quite sensible.
Thank you. Charming.
Constable standing at the gates to a park when a woman walks out with a large old English sheepdog. She stops next to him, the dog standing by his legs, and Constable looks down at it with dismay before turning to the woman who walks on haughtily. Constable looks down and shakes his leg, then walks on, pausing with every step to shake it again. A police car drives down the road and pulls up next to Wilkins, who gets in.
What's up, Sergeant?
Thurston, what would you do if you wanted to make sure that patrol was keeping an eye on the district?
I'd keep an eye on that patrol.
Get cracking.
Constable bends to pick up a piece of rubbish and bangs his head on a bin. He looks up at an open window, startled.
Help! No! The guy! He's got a gun!
Stand back, Ursula!
Help!
Constable runs to the door, but it's number 13.
13?
He runs away again.
No!
Oh, you vicious swine!
Constable takes out his whistle. He goes into the house and up the stairs, pausing on the landing. The car pulls up outside. Constable passes a mirror.
Follow me.
He races up the stairs, but climbs a ladder instead of turning.
Oh, you fool.
He stumbles on the next flight.
Alistair, you killed him!
Constable tries the apartment door, but it's locked, so he shoulder barges it. It doesn't budge and he hurts his arm. Wilkinson and Thurston run upstairs as Constable charges the door again, but a woman in her underwear opens it and he stumbles in.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Well, I heard that. I thought I heard.
What's going on here?
I thought I heard a murder, Sergeant.
It was only the radio.
That excerpt was from tonight's play in the Home Service.
Do you want to make a complaint, miss?
Oh, no. He was only doing what he thought was right.
Thank you very much, miss.
Has he heard?
Oh, not at all, Sergeant.
Get back on the beat!
Yes, thank you very much, miss. Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you, miss.
Road with her shopping. She finds a gap and anxiously holds her hand up to stop the traffic as she hurries across. Benson spots her and grabs her arm. She's wearing a hearing aid.
Want to cross the road, Ma?
Very heavy load, yes.
Oh, I see. Well, never mind.
What? Wait!
It's all right, Mother. You're all right with me.
What do you want with me, Key? I ain't done nothing.
Now!
He leads her back across the road.
All right, don't worry. All your day's work.
They are.
That's all right, isn't it?
You are bait, witch, you!
Please,
She hits him with a baguette and stamps on his foot.
I was trying to help you. Madam, I'm trying to help you.
No. What's going on here?
Speak up. My battery's running out.
Not a second before time, the ungrateful virago.
What happened, madam?
He forced me to over here when I'd taken 10 minutes to get to over there. All of a sudden, he grabbed me behind and...
I did not, you lying old witch.
Cardi, don't interrupt.
That's enough of that. Do you want to make a complaint?
What do you mean it ain't? I tell you, it's the gospel truth. He grabbed me behind and...
Sergeant, I assure you, I did not.
Benson, I don't care where you grabbed her. The point is, she didn't want to be grabbed anywhere. Now get those crumbs off and get back on your patrol.
Yes, Sergeant.
And remember, in future, helping old ladies across the street should be left to the Boy Scouts.
Kindly don't sneer at that fine organization. I was a rover.
Well, rove.
Police station. Calmly and clearly, madam, please. Miss Horton. Yes, you're speaking from 3333 Nathaniel Road. Intruder next door. Do you mean 31 or 35? 35. Telephone number? 4573. Thank you, madam. We'll send a car immediately. What?
I said, that's all right. I've just seen a policeman outside.
Sergeant?
Nathaniel Road. Calling car 4.
Calling car 4. Constable Potter, investigating report of intruder. 35 Nathaniel Road.
Over to Nathaniel Road. Thanks. Right, Thurston. Move.
Psst! Mr. and Mrs. Barry, 35. They're in Canada, seeing their first grandchild. Their daughter, Sally, she's in Cornwall visiting her fiancé's family. The house should be empty, but just now I heard somebody moving about.
I see. Thanks.
Well, go in and get him.
I'd sooner wait till he comes out.
Better still, catch him in the act. The Barry's left them with me. Fortunate, eh? Back way, over the garden fence.
We're supposing he's armed.
Well, if I hear a shot, I'll ring the station. 10-4.
Potter reluctantly goes out and climbs over the back fence into the neighbour's garden. He jumps down. Straight onto a glass cold frame. With the key between his teeth, he creeps up to the back door and tries the handle, but it's locked. Potter checks his pockets and absent-mindedly takes the key out of his mouth. Realizing what he's done, he uses it to open the door and sneaks quietly into the kitchen. He leaves the door half open and takes out his truncheon. Potter creeps up to the kitchen door, pauses outside it while he listens, then throws it open with his truncheon raised, but the hallway's empty. The door to the cupboard under the stairs creaks open, but he swings it shut. Hearing the flush, Potter creeps to the bottom of the stairs, his truncheon at the ready, and slowly starts making his way up them. He reaches the landing and peers around, listening. Looking afraid, Potter steps quietly to a closed door. He puts his ear to it, slowly opens it, and peers into a bathroom, then smiles at the naked woman in the shower.
What's happened?
Nothing.
Oh, it's Eric. An accident. Oh!
She puts on a towel and falls on him.
Hello. I'm a police officer.
In the car.
Come on, Thurston, faster! Potter may be struggling for his life with some murderous tearaway.
If only Eric was as considerate as you are, Constable. What's your name?
Just call me Tom. Tell me all about it.
Well, last night Eric and I were talking about furniture. I want contemporary things and he doesn't. We had a terrible row. He said he wasn't going to have chairs like toadstools. So I said if he's going to exaggerate, there wasn't much point in talking. So he said perhaps we ought never to talk to each other again. Whereupon I said, that suits me fine. Threw his ring back and got here at 3 o'clock this morning and... Oh, Tom, we haven't even got a flat.
Oh, is that all? It's just a little lover's tiff.
Tiff? It's finished. I'm never going to see him again. Oh.
Of course you will. There. Now, listen. It's quite simple. You and Eric are both tense about getting married. You can't wait for it.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, don't you see? At present, you're both a bundle of nerves. Naturally, you're going to fly off the handle at the slightest thing. But believe me, once you're married...
We'll not be married now. It's all spoiled. Finished.
Of course it isn't. You phone him. Say you're sorry. Cry a little. Now, wait. Trust your Uncle Tom. He'll come running, you'll see. Oh, just imagine that moment, Sally. The bliss of the reunion. How could any man resist your lovely, innocent eyes, your yearning look? A man's heart must melt.
Well, come on, that boy's in danger!
Sally.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, hello, Sergeant. How nice of you to drop in. I don't need your help with this sort of case, you know. Run along a phone now, Sally.
She leaves.
Oh, well. Better get back on the old beat, I suppose.
Put it on.
He dons his hat.
Help! Help! Oh, help! I say, Constable, I know you think I'm an awfully silly girl, but I've lost my pussy. The name's Fluff.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Fluff.
That's the cat's name.
The cat's name. So sorry, silly me. When did you last see Fluff?
Oh, only a moment ago. I was bringing him back from the vet. But the cat on the basket must have been loose and he jumped up.
In the church.
In here and up there.
I see, madam. Just leave everything to me.
Oh, I just couldn't get up there in this skirt. Oh, no, do be careful.
Don't be alarmed, madam. Fluff, fluff, fluff. Fluff, where's the naughty pussycat? Fluff, there you are. Shh. Oh, naughty old mannered pussy. Not to spit at Uncle Timothy. Now, don't go away. Stay there. Fluff, oh, don't go up there. Come down. Fluff, fluff, come down. Fluff. Oh, you naughty pussy, where are you now? Fluff, 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 fluff. There you are. Now, how am I going to get you down? I know this will frighten you. No!
The bell rope pulls Gorse up.
Help! Help! Help!
The owner puts Fluff back in his basket.
love.
Help! Help! Oh, my goodness.
She runs outside.
Stop, stop, oh, stop! Stop, stop!
Wilkins and Thurston arrive.
What is it, madam?
A policeman. I think he just shot to the top of the tower.
Was he wearing glasses?
Why, yes.
Thank you, madam. Here we go.
They go into the church.
Call these reports. I've never seen anything like them in my life. Look at this one. I thought I heard a murder. Heard a murder, I ask you. Have you ever smelt a burglary?
Yes, sir, I have. When a scent store got broke into.
Yes, all right, all right.
I'm smelling up the stream.
She looked as if she was thinking of crossing the road. How do you know what anyone's thinking? Might have been thinking of buying a pair of thicker knickers. I pulled the rope and flew into the air like Peter Pan. You mean Peter Pan's great aunt, don't you? The young lady was in the bath. You were looking through the keyhole, I suppose.
Oh, no, sir. The door wasn't locked.
Well, what have you got to say for yourselves? Anything?
Yes, sir. I want a transfer.
Do you really? To Scotland Yard, I presume?
Yes, sir. I joined the force to prevent crime, not to be assaulted by demented old women. My speciality is forensic physiognomy, and I feel my proper place is in the photographic records department at Scotland Yard.
Not now, Benson. Use your loaf.
Please don't mention loaves to me.
Shh, Benson, please.
It's all very well for you, mate. Let me tell you something.
Don't
I was boshed
on... Don't go talking.
Might I be permitted to say a word at this juncture?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. When I was a young constable, we were fined for being 1 minute late, right?
Right, sir.
We weren't allowed to go to our own front doors in our shirt sleeves, right?
Right, sir.
Seems immaterial to me how you answer the front door, as long as you're capable of doing your job properly.
Benson.
I'll handle this, thank you, Wilkins. I've been watching you and listening to you very carefully, Benson, and I think you have a future.
Well, thank you, sir.
Selling lace table mats. But regarding your ability as a policeman, I personally wouldn't send you down to the corner of the street for me to buy a bag of aniseed balls. You stupid constable. Do I make myself clear?
Crystal!
Pardon?
No one could accuse you of not being explicit, sir.
Thank you.
However, your misreading of my potential is sublime in its totality.
Get him out of here, Wilkins! Get him out!
Roger. All right. Here's me. Straighten yourselves out there!
Constable and Gorse, standing face to face, turn, then both try and get through the door at the same time.
Sergeant, huh? You stand there like a stuffed dummy. You're unable to control this rabble.
I thought you said you could handle him, sir.
The sooner you are transferred, Sergeant Wilkins, the better for all concerned.
Yes, sir. Now, don't you honestly think that us old-timers ought to have a little more patience with these youngsters?
Gah! When I joined my first station at Sidcup North...
Here we go again.
We had a sergeant there. He didn't stop to inquire whether we were greenhorns or old sweats. We had to be on the ball the whole time. I've seen some of the young lads there sobbing their heart out there in the wash house. At least, I think that's what they were doing.
Outside, Wilkins pinches Moon's cheek.
Sergeant Wilkins!
Oh, sorry.
He hurries off, and Moon's stern expression turns to a smile.
And as for that inspector, he was a holy terror. I remember him saying... Roll on my pension.
Constable Constable's typing his report. Behind him, Gorse is struggling to operate the telephone exchange.
Going on patrol, Sergeant?
Right, Passworthy.
Sergeant Moon notices Constable staring wistfully at policewoman Passworthy as she crosses the office. He snaps out of it and crosses out a mistake he made. Moon smiles to herself, then goes over to take something out of a box at his desk. Constable examines his fingers.
Why aren't you typing?
Oh, my fingers hurt. Can I do something else?
I don't know. Can you?
He jabs angrily at a key and gets his finger stuck and pulls it out. Moon looks at him with dismay.
Come in.
Potter enters Inspector Mills's office.
Oh, you.
Yes, sir. Sergeant Wilkins sent me, sir. Said you wanted a constable.
So I did, and look what I've got.
Shall I go then, sir?
Yeah. No, look, I've got a very complex coordinated report to make out here, and I need some assistance. My secretary's off.
Flu?
No, having a baby.
Oh, makes a change.
Well, not for her, it's her fourth.
Oh, honestly, sir, some of these girls. You've only got to sneeze at them.
Look, you didn't come here to talk about my secretary. You're a distracting personality, Potter.
Sorry, sir.
Well, you will be if you don't concentrate.
Yes, sir. What do I have to concentrate on, sir?
Yes, well, I finish with those. Burn them.
Oh, sir.
He takes them to the fire.
Potter!
What?
Not those!
But you told me to, sir.
No, they're my consolidated notes! Oh, Potter! I'm on fire!
No, you're not, sir, but...
Go!
You're jolly nearly... jolly lucky escaped this.
The carpet! Well, get the water! Don't panic! Don't panic!
Stand clear, sir!
Wilkins throws water over Potter.
But...
Benson watches from the front desk, then continues reading his book on advanced criminology. A suited man walks in.
Morning, officer.
Yes, sir?
Reporting.
What for?
Myself.
Why?
Well, the terms of my release.
From prison? How exciting. I've never met a real criminal before.
Who do you think you're calling a criminal?
Just a minute. Bone structure. I can tell at a glance. You're going straight, I'm sure of that. There are signs, you know.
You'd trust me?
Unhesitatingly, with my life.
Constable, you don't know what it feels like to be trusted again. To meet someone like you could make all the difference in the world to me.
I know. That's my entire purpose, my whole point. I want to help, not persecute and punish. Now, it's...
Exactly. Well, take my case. My father's estate is worth £492,000. By rights, it's mine. Yet our family solicitor, who's never liked me, has had it tied up in Chancery for years. Now, if I could only get hold of, £50 for legal expenses, I'd be able to make a case of it. £50! That's all that stands between me and my inheritance.
£50? I've got just that in the post office.
Earning 2.5%. If you lend it to me, I could give you £5,000 when I win the case. That's 500%.
That's far too generous. I feel I was taking advantage of you.
Believe me or not. Is it a deal?
Done.
You're being done, all right, Benson. Meet Herbert Hall, the craftiest confidence stricter outside the nick.
Sorry, son. I wouldn't have taken your money. But somehow I couldn't resist you. You're such a born mug. It's written all over you. There are signs, you know. Bone structure.
What a nerve. Coming in here and trying a thing like that on. Me, a policeman.
Policeman? Look, son, you haven't got the taste of the chin strap yet.
Constable types while Moon works at her desk.
There we are. That's a good job done. Certainly feel like my cup of char now.
I'm sure you do, but you're not through yet.
Hey?
Blank pages.
Oh, no. All them hours bashing away and the carbon's the wrong way round.
He lifts his tea.
Well?
And puts it down again without drinking any. Constable slides the typewriter carriage across and knocks it off. Wilkins takes Sergeant Moon a drink in the canteen.
Thanks, Wilkie. Thank goodness Mills has gone off this afternoon.
What do you mean this afternoon? He's been off for months. How's that pass with you girls shaping?
Oh, she's shaped. A weights and measures, a road safety, and a breach of a peace, all on her first patrol.
When's she bringing in Jack the Ripper?
Strange, don't you think? The only efficient rookie's a woman.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Potter's on a job right now. That must go right. I mean, after all, the landed gentry, they're all good with dogs.
Potter's being pulled along a quiet residential road by lady. She suddenly drags him up a driveway and into a back garden, where he knocks a man into his pond.
I'm frightfully sorry. Sir, let me help you out.
Oh. It's Mills, and he pulls Potter in.
Be you hasn't had a cold for 23 years, Wilkins. Look, go and get Potter. I'm going to...
Now, calm down, sir. You'll only send your temperature up and you'll feel worse.
Yeah. There you go again, Wilkins. Protecting these incompetent dinkum poops with the consequences of their own...
Leave it to me, sir. I'll tell him off. Why don't you take a few days' sick leave?
And what would happen to this station without me?
I'd rather not say, sir.
I will not have them go out unless they're accompanied by someone compass mentis to go with them.
Even though we're understaffed, sir.
Those are my orders, Wilkins. You always want to argue. What a stinker I have got. What about Potter? Has he got a...
No, sir. Not a sniff.
Injustice of it.
Why don't you look on the bright side, sir? You know, I mean, you think of all the times you've torn a strip off certain constables and said they couldn't even catch a cold. Now, you could say that to Potter and be right. For the first time.
Constable Constable walks through the office reading a file.
Morning, Constable.
Good morning, Sergeant Moon.
Let's not beat about the bush, eh?
All right.
You're in love with Passworthy, yes or no?
Well, supposing I am. What's it to do with you?
I'm concerned with the efficiency of the force. You in a daze, her wondering why you're in a daze, means two units of personnel at less than maximum efficiency. The sooner you two get sorted out, the better for the force. Right?
Right.
Well, then do something about it.
Can't. I can't till I know whether she's a Virgo.
I beg your pardon?
Astrology. You see, my horoscope says I stand my best chance of romantic happiness with a Virgo subject. So I've got to know her birthday. I can't make a move. It's vital. It's significant.
It's here.
Eh?
Would you like me to look it up?
Constable mouths yes, so Moon finds her file while he takes out his lucky rabbit foot.
Passworthy, Gloria.
Gloria.
Date of birth, August the 24th.
His eyes open wide and he smiles.
Virgo. Oh, Gloria.
Policewoman Passworthy and Constable Constable are walking the beat together. Constable smiles cheerfully.
Oh, I'm so happy to be out on patrol with you.
Oh, do stop that. It's not good for a police officer to be seen chortling on patrol.
Oh, quite right. Must be more dignified.
He puts a spring in his step.
Ho, ho!
What is the matter with you?
I can't help it. I'm happy. I'm about to become an efficient unit of personnel. Oh, Gloria.
Constable, kindly address me properly and... don't look at me like that.
Right. Policewoman Passworthy. But listen to me. You've got to listen to me. I'm happy. And I want to make you happy too, my dear. Policewoman.
They separate.
I love you, Policewoman Passworthy. I'm crazy about you. I couldn't tell you until now because of the stars, Policewoman, my sweetheart. The stars, you see. Instinct can be misleading, but the stars never. And they say that it's all right. Policewoman Passworthy. Oh, do return my love, Policewoman Passworthy. Gloria. Virgo.
He walks into a woman with a pram and looks up at Passworthy, who's standing on some steps, shaking her head at him.
Kindly get that vehicle off the road, madam.
Passworthy flicks her head to summon him, and Constable sighs. He turns round and goes back to the steps she went up.
Gorse, I've got an idea. I'm fed up with being cooped up like this, treating us like children. It's humiliating.
We're not allowed out on our own today, inspector's orders, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is. We could show that inspector. He couldn't even inspect gas meters.
Absolutely splendid. But how?
Come with me, out the back way.
Oh, we daren't.
Dare nothing, achieve nothing. Are you with me?
Yes, Benson.
Come on, then.
Right.
The paper reports shoplifting. A department store.
You say this is the department where most of the trouble occurs, isn't it?
It's dreadful. What with our being so busy now and so many of our assistants away with flu.
Ideal conditions for shoplifting, in fact.
And for observation, too.
Yes, exactly. Just leave this to us, sir.
Gladly, but excuse me, I hardly think anyone's likely to steal something while two policemen marching about.
Oh, goodness, I hadn't thought of that. Had you, Benson?
Yes, yes, of course I have. We shall require, sir, just a little help from you.
Benson's dressed as an old lady in a coat, scarf and hat. So is Gorse, and they admire themselves in the mirror.
Get in the way.
Each pushes the other out of the way.
Do you know, I haven't done this since I was in the army, at a camp concert.
This is no laughing matter, Gorse.
I say, you mustn't call me that. Not when we're on special duty.
Oh, yes. Well, Agatha, then.
Thank you. And I shall call you... Now, let me see.
Call me Ethel. It's my grandma's name. Oh,
if Grandmama could see you now, she'd be so proud.
Well, to work. To work. Are you ready, Agatha?
If you are, Ethel.
Let's go.
They go out into the store. Benson's coat's still got the price tag hanging off it. The two of them stalk through the aisles, looking around furtively.
Do you have to keep your glasses on?
Why?
You don't look pretty enough.
Well, really, you're no Bridget Bardot either.
There's no need to shout.
And there's no need to make personal remarks.
I beg your pardon, Agatha.
Granted, I'm sure. Ethel.
Can I help you, ladies?
They go back to the counter.
Young girl, we are not ladies. We are police, men.
Special investigation. Carry on working as usual.
Benson gives her a wink and they walk on, but the woman quickly picks up the phone.
Alice, the manager, quick. Gone out? Oh, well, all right, get anyone. Sir, there are a couple of loonies up here.
Pretend to look at these. Look at her. That's criminal type if ever I saw one. Watch.
An old lady puts some underwear in her bag.
Did you see that? Can I tell at a glance or can I not?
The brazen hussy. Let's apprehend her.
Now, wait. To make a shoplifting charge stick, you must challenge the suspect outside the store. But of course, come on then.
They follow her out. The assistant picks up the phone.
Hello? Hello, sir, they're leaving.
Just a moment, madam.
Show us your girdle.
I beg your pardon?
Do you deny that you took a girdle from that store without paying?
Now, ladies, please.
Aha. The corpus delicti.
Name and address, please. We're the police. Prove it.
Don't be ridiculous.
What a mistake, a dreadful mistake.
They all say that. Name.
I am the Lady Mayoress of this borough. And I have an account at this store.
How likely.
An account?
Isn't there two?
See? Now, what's all the fuss about?
There's been a mistake.
Oh, yes, they all say that. We call it stealing.
Cripes.
Stealing?
Fetch the police.
Wait, you fool. We are the police.
Ask the manager. Hasn't he told you?
No, he hasn't, and he's gone out. You better come quietly.
Our uniforms. They're in the ladies' changing room.
A likely story. Come along now.
Gorse, run for it.
Wait a moment.
They run off down the road, chased by the staff. Mrs. May's wearing a sandwich board with Slay the Demon Drink painted on it.
Now, Potter, you've got to try and pull yourself together.
Yes, Sergeant.
Every single thing you've done up to now has been a mess.
Yes, Sergeant.
Hello there, Constable.
Oh, hello, Mrs. May. Oh, jolly good show.
All due to you, dear boy.
Potter, are you listening?
Yes, Sergeant.
Well, you're lucky you're not on report.
Oh, good morning. Hello.
Will you pay attention, Potter? Whatever you have been associated with has gone wrong.
Yes, Sergeant.
Well, you've got to watch it.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Miss Barry. Eric, I presume.
How do you do? I want to thank you.
Oh, not at all, not at all.
We've got a flat.
And we're buying furniture.
Contemporary.
Oh, only if you want it, Eric.
I want what you want, darling.
In that case, name him Tom after me, hmm?
They watch the couple walk away.
Well, almost everything you touch seems to have been screwed up. Come on. I don't know how many times I've got to tell you. And there I was. 17 yobs in that pub they were. All standing round there, watching, waiting. So I took off my duty armlet.
Yes, Sergeant.
And I said, right, I'm off duty now. Anybody cares to come outside, I'll take you on, one at a time.
What happened, Sergeant?
They knocked my head off. Let that be a lesson to you. Never take a duty omelet off at the wrong time. That van shouldn't be there.
Obstruction?
They open the back door and find two men tied up and gagged in the back of it.
Wages?
Look!
Can you drive?
Rather.
After him.
They jump in the front to pursue the fleeing car, still wearing their helmets, but Potter reverses.
Potter!
He puts it in gear.
Did you get their number?
Afraid not.
They chase the car down the road and take a left turn, the two men in the back getting thrown around. The thieves' car slows down to go over a ramp next to some roadworks. Potter races over to it, and their helmets hit the roof, getting pushed down over their eyes. The car speeds down the road, swerving from side to side.
Paper! Paper! Wage thieves get £100,000!
I'm putting you all on official report. Have you got anything to say?
Yes, sir.
I didn't ask you, thank you, Sergeant. If I had my way, I'd suspend the whole lot of you from duty immediately. Unfortunately, it's out of my hands. It's got to come from higher up. But I'll tell you what I will do. I'll send you all out today in pairs so that you can watch each other's step. And my report goes in sharp at 3 o'clock. That's all, Sergeant.
Dismissed.
The four young constables leave Mills's office.
And as for you, Sergeant Wilkins, this is the limit. I'm applying for your transfer.
Yes, sir. Now, what about these boys? They're only beginners, you know.
Still trying to protect them. Why? Now, I want a straight answer this time, and that's an order.
All right, sir. I'll give you an answer. I have been in the force a long time, but I still remember the bloomers that I made when I was also as green as grass.
What's that got to do with it?
It's got everything to do with it. Sir. Ah, what's the use? I don't believe in wet nursing them either, but I do believe that we should forget about the rule book sometimes, particularly when it's an emergency like this. And that, sir, is all.
And that, Sergeant, is quite enough. Now, if you don't mind, I'll get on with writing my report.
Sir.
And you.
Wilkins crosses the office, passing Sergeant Moon, and slams a folder on the desk.
Don't worry, it may never happen.
It has happened. I'm on my way.
Oh, I'll miss you. You're a very fine colleague.
Thanks, Laura.
You never called me that before.
I have, hundreds of times.
No, you haven't.
You know something?
What?
All of a sudden, I'm going to miss you, too.
Do you really mean that, Frank?
You never called me that before.
I've wanted to, hundreds of times.
Well, how about that? All this time, I didn't even know that you thought I was alive.
Ah, what's the use? In a couple of days, he'll have me posted miles away to some dead and alive hole helping cows across the village street.
Oh, it's a scandal. An officer of your experience being sacrificed to the incompetence of that conniving...
I ask for it. I can't complain. I've had my say. I've had a run for my money.
Oh, but Frank, it's...
How's the roster going in? You're still trying to get a court into a pint pot?
Something like that.
Let's see if we can work something out together.
All right. Let's do that.
Supposing we made a lot of arrests during the day, do you think we make old Mills change his mind?
What mind?
Oh, Benson. We've got to do something. I need this job. Motorists. I bet we could bag a dozen if we really tried.
That wouldn't help, Potter. We are for it. That's all there is to it.
They cross a street.
Benson. Benson, old man. The car.
What car? You mean the thieves' car? How could you possibly know? Yesterday you couldn't even describe it.
Bent on rear left mudguard. Suddenly, it all came back to me.
Potter, I beg you. This is a critical moment in our careers. Are you sure?
Positive.
Right.
Benson inspects the dent.
This doesn't prove anything, except they dumped it here.
Oh, gosh, that's right. They must be well away by now, out of the country.
No, wait, Potter. That's exactly what they want us to believe, that they're out of the country.
The cunning bounders. What'll we do?
I've got it. I know exactly where those crooks are hiding out.
Benson, where?
Here, in this very area.
Of course. They want us to put out a nationwide search when all the time they're... Oh, Benson, Benson, brilliant. Brilliant. I have to hand it to you.
But we are not handing it to anyone else. Now listen, this is ours. We need the kudos of capturing them by 3 o'clock.
Capturing them? Oh, Lord, if only we could.
You call the station. Only tell them about the car.
Yes.
They'll have it towed to the yard for a lab test. I'll get Charlie and Gorse off the beat and we'll meet you back here.
Roger.
Right.
Police station? Yes, Potter. Right.
They found the car in Church Road.
Sergeant, they found the car.
Yeah, they found the car.
Then take it away from them before they smother it with fingerprints.
All right, Sergeant, I'm on my way.
Police station? Can I help them?
Wilkins and Thurston climb into a tow truck and drive the car away from its parking place. On Potter's whistle, Benson, Constable and Gorse come out of hiding to join him.
Right, now we can get cracking.
No, we can't. Don't be ridiculous. We'll never find them. Besides, the omens are all against
us. Oh, shut up about your omens. Gorse, have you thought of anywhere they might be hiding?
Why, yes. There's a street not far from here. It's full of tatty lodging houses. Awful thoroughfare.
Well, what's it called?
Well, it's known locally as the Street of 1,000 Mouse Holes. Follow me.
He leads them off. Later, they're still walking.
150 houses checked, not a sausage.
I told you this was a wild goose chase, didn't I? The omens.
If you say one more word about the supernatural...
Now, look here. You cannot silence a voice of truth with empty threats, Benson. I told you, all of you, that this assignment was doomed from the moment we arrived. And now we're done. Done proper. Done crisp.
Halt and hush a moment. Look yonder. That house been empty for years. They're going to pull it down.
If it doesn't fall down first.
Gentlemen, look rather more closely. There.
It could be.
Oh, never. Somebody just backed in to turn around, that's all.
We've simply got to check on it.
I'm game.
Come on, then.
Shh.
They go up the drive to a decrepit house and creep around the back. Keeping close together, they pass the overgrown plants and reach a broken window. Gorse pulls out the last piece of glass, peers inside, then hoists himself up onto the sill and opens the other window pane. He takes out his truncheon and climbs in through the side he just opened, helped by the others. Potter and Benson give Constable a leg up, then Potter climbs in. Three men in suits are watching from an upstairs window. They hurry over to a large hold all.
You and your mastermind? I told you we was crazy to hide out here.
Tired of the stately home already, are you?
Am I?
Then how about leaving? Very soon. In copper's uniform.
In the corridor, one of the policemen kicks a bucket. They all peer round a doorway, then Gorse leads them on down a second passage. The thieves wait upstairs. Gorse sees a mouse. He jumps into Constable's arms. Potter takes the lead.
Shh! Yes, all right.
Now, Benson leads them up the stairs. As they make their way up the stairs, looking behind them, the thieves retreat into a room. Benson looks at the place they were just standing in, then leads his men the other way. The thieves come out of the room and go after them. When Benson stops suddenly, they all stop, and Gorse turns round to the thief behind him.
Shh! Really? Do you have to... Oh!
He whacks Constable on the head and knocks him out. Then Potter falls through the banisters, but manages to hang on to them. The others try hopelessly to fight the thieves.
Come on, boys, grab the uniforms. Let's get out of here.
He hits a revived Constable with the hold all and runs downstairs. Constable slides down the banister, grabs the thief, and they both fall to the floor. Another comes down and joins the bundle.
I got him!
I got him! Why, you! Come back here! Come back!
You fool!
Gorse and Benson are cuffed together. The third thief joins in the fight downstairs.
Ridiculous! The whole thing's absurd!
Benson unlocks his cuffs and jumps into the melee. Gorse joins in as well, while Potter, who's still hanging from the banisters, loses his grip and falls down next to them. A police van trundles along the road. A notice on the back reads, "Running in, please pass." Inside it are the four smiling policemen and the three subdued thieves. Gorse has the bag full of cash. Constable to Passworthy.
Actually, the real turning point was when I found out that your birthday was August the 24th.
August? Whatever gave you that idea?
You mean that you're...
Passworthy! Switchboard.
Yes, Sergeant.
Constable takes out his rabbit foot as Sergeant Moon approaches.
Sergeant, you told me August the 24th.
Oh, well, does it make any difference? Surely you're not that superstitious.
She winks and walks off. Constable smiles.
Superstitious? Me?
Just one moment, sir. Connecting you now, sir.
Hello?
Shh, listen.
Oh, hello, Chief Constable.
Hello, Mills. Well, you've certainly shown you can inspire recruits.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So much so, I've decided to transfer you immediately to the area college in charge of morale and discipline.
I don't know what to say, sir.
Tell Sergeant Wilkins to take over the station, will you, Mills?
Temporarily, sir, of course.
No, he's being promoted to inspector at once.
I'm so glad, sir. He's just the man for the job.
Goodbye, Mills.
Goodbye, sir, and thank you.
Constable kisses Passworthy.
I want everybody in here immediately. I've got some news for you.
All right, line up behind Thurston. All right.
Jack! What this station needs is a bit of discipline. Right, ten! Three, count!
They march into Mills' office, although Potter's distracted by Harrison, who smiles and winks at him.
Harrison?
Potter!
Oh, yes, sir.
Wilkins gives Sergeant Moon a quick kiss on the lips before they go in. The End, made at Pinewood Studios, England.